Good morning, everyone.
大家早上好。
I would ask if you would turn in your Bibles with me to the book of Romans chapter 9, verses 1 through 5.
请大家将圣经打开到罗马书九章一到五节。
The title of this sermon is Becoming a Curse.
今天讲到的题目是被诅咒。
Throughout church history, Romans chapter 8 has been considered by many to be the greatest chapter, perhaps, in the Bible.
在教会历史上，罗马书第八章被经常认为是最具有意义的一章经文。
For example, during the Reformation, both Martin Luther and John Calvin held this view.
在宗教改革的时候，马丁路德和加尔文都引用了这边的经文。
And Romans chapters 9, 10, and 11 is a shift which has one main purpose.
而第九章、第十章在主题上有一个转移，因为它有个目的。
And this purpose is to explain why the nation of Israel, whom the Messiah was sent to, did not believe in Jesus.
而这个主题是为什么以色列这个神所拣选的民族，他不信耶稣。
My hope for today as we read verses 1 through 5 is that one verse in particular, verse 3, will stay in your memory.
而我们今天要讲的一到五节，我希望这里面的经文，特别是第三节，会在你的心中留下深刻的印象。
Like a man who throws a spear into the wall,And it stays and it sticks there. I pray that the Spirit would center this verse in our hearts.
就好像一个人把一个标枪扔到墙上，深深地扎进去一样。希望这节经文也因为圣灵扎在你的心里面。
If you don't know this verse, I pray that you would think and that you would meditate upon it.
如果你不知道这节经文，我希望你可以好好的思想。
And if you do already know it, I pray that the Spirit would reveal it to you in a new and a fresh way.
如果你之前已经读过 这里的经文，我希望圣灵可以打开你的心，让你重新来思考。
Every verse in the Bible is important.
圣经当中每句话都非常的重要。
But sometimes there are verses which stand out and just really grab a hold of you.
但是有时候圣经当中的某些经文它真的会凸显出来抓住你的心。
I hope that this is one of those verses for you, and as we go through this today, I hope that you will understand why.
我希望这里的经文也是这样子，希望今天经过这个讲道之后你知道是为什么。
Let's read.
我们一起来读。
The Apostle Paul says, I am speaking the truth in Christ, I am not lying. My conscience...bears me witness in the Holy Spirit that I have great sorrow and unceasing anguish in my heart. For I could wish that I myself were accursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of my brothers, my kinsmen, according to the flesh. They are Israelites, and to them belong the adoption, the glory, the covenants, the giving of the law, the worship, and the promises. To them belong the patriarchs,And from their race, according to the flesh, is the Christ, who is God over all, blessed forever. Amen.
接下来用中文来读。我在基督里说真话，并不谎言，由我良心被圣灵感动，给我做见证。我是大有忧愁，心里时常伤痛，为我弟兄，我骨肉之亲。就是自己被咒诅，与基督分离，我也愿意。他们是以色列人，那儿子的名分、荣耀、诸约、律法、礼仪、应许，都是他们的。列祖就是他们的祖宗。按肉体说，基督也是从他们出来的。他是在万有之上，永远可称颂的神。Amen.
This is the word of God.
这是神的话。
Let us pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Dear Lord, we praise you that your people may gather here together to worship you.
主啊，我们来赞美你，因为我们能够聚集在一起来荣耀赞美你。
We ask for your help to both understand your word and that we might put it into practice.
主啊，我们祈求我们能够明白你的经文，并且把它用我们的行动行出来。
In this room right now, there are many struggles, anxieties, fears, and depression.
主要在这个房间里面有很多的人，他们有难过，有伤心，有忧虑，有忧郁。
Lord, although sometimes in life it seems these things will overtake us, we know that you are with us every step of the way.
主要在我们生命当中，有时候我们感觉这些会把我们的心所占据，但是我们也知道你会与我们同在，会帮助我们。
We ask that you would help us for this time to set aside all the things of the world that are on our minds.
主啊，恳求你来帮助我们，让这些占据我们心里的世俗事情来移开。
And to fix our minds and our hearts upon you.
把我们的眼，把我们的心都专注在你身上。
All these things we pray in the name of Jesus, our Savior. Amen.
我们是奉主耶稣基督的名求，阿门。
Brothers and sisters, my goal for today is to go through this and apply the verses in our remaining time.
弟兄姐妹们，我们今天的目的就是把这五节经文逐一的讲解。
The first thing I would like to show you is from the first verse.A difficult truth on the next slide.
第一章，就是第一节经文，我要讲的题目是难说的真话。
So the reason I put this photo here is because it looks like there's a man who has just found something out that is really grieving his heart.
我把这张图片放上去，是因为他看起来这个人刚刚知道了一个自己非常难过的一个事情。
It looks almost as if it weighs so heavily upon him that he doesn't know what to do.
就好像感觉他心里面非常非常的沉重，他不知道现在要做什么。
And this is very much what Paul is writing about here.
这就是保罗现在在写的东西。
After dealing withThe huge truths in Romans chapter 8, he now touches on a very difficult subject in Romans chapter 9.
在他写完罗马书第八章的真理的时候，他就换了一个主题，到了第九章。
And this is such the case that in verse 1, he has to repeat himself by saying, "This is the truth, I'm not lying."
就是为什么他非常的强调说我现在要讲的是真话，我不是说谎。
Perhaps a temptation that he has is to just not talk about it, not to deal with the difficult truth.
或许他可以不把这个非常难讲的实话给说出来。
And this is sometimes, unfortunately, a temptation for us.
对于我们来说，这可能是我们有时候我们的试验。
Even within the church,There are many things in the Word and in God's teaching to us that we love dearly.
在很多时候，我们看到圣经当中的经文、神的话语，对我们来说非常的宝贵。
But maybe we come across a few things in the Bible that we don't really feel so good about.
但是在读这个经文的时候，有时候我们看到有些经文对于我们来说非常的难以接受、难以理解。
Will we deal with them? Will we grapple with them, knowing that these parts of the Bible too are from God?
但是当我们碰到这些难解的、难以理解、难以接受经文的时候，我们是不是也觉得这是神的话语？
Or will we pass over them, pick and choose that, and pretend they don't exist?
还是我们会选择性的来读这些经文，当作他们不存在呢？
In the second slide, there is a picture of an individual, a woman who's in pain. You can see she's crying.
在第二个图片当中，你可以看到有一个女孩子，她在那里非常的痛苦，她在哭泣。
And this is a visible representation of how Paul feels here in his heart.
这就是一个非常具体的，好像保罗现在的心情一样。
This is not just a dry theological statement that Paul is writing that is separated from who he is.
这不是一个非常理论的，保罗所写的一个知识，一个真理。但是是保罗他自己是这样感觉。
And we haven't even gotten to what is causing him to feel this way yet.
而我们还没有讲到为什么他感到伤痛。
But again, he feels such a gravity, such a weight, that he has to say these things before he gets to it.
但是他感觉到这个非常重要，来表达他的心里面的真实的感觉。
Now, when God gives us a spirit of conviction like this, either what Paul is writing about or perhaps what this woman seems to be feeling,
当神给我们心里面有一个非常明显的真实的情感的时候，
it is always for a purpose.
这是因为有一个原因呢。
God will grieve us and cause us sorrow for different reasons.
神会让我们感觉到心里面的伤痛，出于各种不同的原因。
Remember, a few weeks ago we talked about that from 2 Corinthians chapter 7.
在几个星期之前，我们在哥林多后书第七章的时候有提到相关的内容。
In Paul's life, he was given such a burden for the gospel that wherever he went, he proclaimed it.
在保罗的心里面，他有对福音有非常沉重的负担，他不论到哪里去，他都会传讲福音。
And many of you know that Paul was called the apostle to the Gentiles.
而，我们大家大概都知道，保罗被称为外邦人的使徒。
But it is also true, whenever he went to a new place, the first he would preach the gospel to were those who were Israelites.
但是他每到一个地方去，他首先传讲福音的对象是以色列人，这个也是事实。
I wonder how many times in our lives we feel this sort of weight or brokenness for those who do not believe in Jesus.
我不知道在我们心里面是不是也感受到同样的破碎和负担，我们当我们看到这些不信基督的人的时候。
Not just an idea that there are lots of lost people in the world.
不是在我们心里面只是有一个感受，就是知道这么多人，就是还没有被神所得着。
But that the Spirit truly breaks us and gives us a burden.
但是圣灵给了我们一个真实的负担在我们的心里面。
Have you ever experienced this in your life?
你是不是有感受过呢？
Perhaps the way that many of us experience it, at least first, is for a family member who does not believe in Jesus.
或许对于有感受过的人来说，你第一个有这样子心情的对象是你家人。
A brother, sister, parent, child.
是你的弟兄姐妹、父亲母亲，或者是你的孩子。
But hopefully, we feel this burden for all people who do not believe in Jesus, and this drives us to take action from faith.
希望神在我们的心中对很多的人、对每一个人都是有这样的负担，而这样的负担会驱使我们去传福音。
The danger here is that we could look at a passage like this and say, wow, what a great Christian Paul is.
这个话语当中所蕴含的危险的地方是我们看到，我们是觉得，哦，保罗真是一个伟大的基督徒。
And I'm not trying to take anything away from Paul. He was a man of faith.
而我不是要贬低保罗任何的话语，他是一个有信心的人。
But where did this burden, this brokenness, this anguish that Paul had, where did it come from?
但是保罗他的这个忧伤的、痛苦的、难过的情绪是从哪里来的呢？
God gave it to him.
神给他的。
This is Paul, in an imperfect way, reflecting the heart of God.
就是保罗在用一种不完美的方式，但是来呈现神给他内心的一个感受和负担。
Well, what exactly?
到底是什么呢？
We'll come back to this in one second.
我们接下来马上会来提这一点。
If you would look with me at the next slide, and I put here, become a curse.
而接下来这个图片讲的就是被咒诅。
Now, this is again one of those passages where we just want to slow down and drink it in.
而这第三节就是我们需要慢慢的、慢慢的来读、来思想的一些经文。
Like a man who is wandering across the desert
就好像一个在沙漠当中迷失的一个人一样。
and has not had a drink of water for days.
好像他走了很久，好几天都没有喝水了，
And comes across a gallon full of water.
而他看到了一个一加仑的水放在那里。
He does not just take a little sip and then throw the rest of the water away.
他不是只是喝一小口就把剩下的水给扔掉了。
The man is dying of thirst, and so he drinks all the water, every last drop.
那个人他会把所有的水都喝下去，因为他快渴死了。
Paul says this very curious phrase. Become a curse.
保罗说了这一句非常令人难解疑惑的话，他说自己被诅咒，被咒诅。
So let's talk about exactly what he's saying here.
那他到底是在讲什么呢？
I don't know about you, but if you're a believer, for me, this is one of the precious things that I have, my salvation.
我不知道对你来说是怎么，对我来说，我被救赎是非常非常宝贵的。
And Paul is saying that for the sake of those who are my Israelite brethren, my tribe, my people,
对于保罗来说，他说这些属于我的人，我的至亲，也就是这些以色列人。
I would give up my salvation if it meant that they could know Christ.
如果他们能认识主耶稣的话，他愿意放弃他自己被救赎这个事实。
Now, please hear me. This is not the way that salvation works.
我要清楚的说明的是，这不是神的救赎是就是不是通过这样的方式来实现的。
You cannot take your salvation and give it to someone else.
你不可以把自己被拯救，你把它放弃了，给了另外一个人。
You do not have the power to save someone.
你没有救别人的这个能力。
Maybe it would be good if it did work that way, and many of us have greatly desired for others to be saved when they are not.
如果这个整个事情是这样子，救赎的工作是你可以放弃自己给别人的话，或许有一些帮助。
But this is the burden that God has put on Paul's heart.
但是这样子的想法是神带给保罗的。
To take my salvation and give it away and all the blessings that go with that.
就是自己被神拯救的这个事，他愿意就是放弃去给别人。
And I would go back to being under the judgment of God like I was before the road to Damascus.
而对于保罗来说，他就会回到自己，就是在大马士革之前，认识主的之前的那个状态。
Do you see this word here in verse 3? It says accursed.
你有没有看到第三节说被诅咒？
In the original language, it is called anathema.
在原文当中，它是被叫做 anathema。
And one way to define it is like this.
一种解释是这样的。
A thing or a person that is devoted to destruction.
就是一个人或一个东西，它是专门为毁灭来存在的。
Do you hear what he's saying?
你有没有明白在说什么？
This is actually the same word in another book where Paul says,
这是在另外一本保罗所写的这个书卷里面，他说。
If anyone preaches to you a different gospel than the one I did, a false gospel,
如果别人传的福音和我们传的不一样的话，
Let them be anathema，
就是让他们成为 anathema，
accursed，
就是他们是被咒诅的。
Also consider this，
同样我们也可以这样想，
Remember the path that God has led Paul on up to this point when he's writing Romans。
思考一下神他怎么样带领保罗他的一路走过来是怎么样的。
Remember who he was before God saved him.
想想保罗在神救他之前他是怎么样的一个人。
He was also by birth according to the flesh an Israelite.
他出生的时候就是以色列人。
By his own admission, a Pharisee of Pharisees.
他是法利赛人当中的法利赛人。
Studying at the feet of one of the greatest teachers in Israel at that time, Gamaliel.
他在当时最伟大的这样子一个律法师的门徒之下。
And he was so ambitious in his blindness for his misunderstanding of God.
他非常的追求错误的教导，就是当时他不认识神之前他的错误的宗教的教导。
That he was persecuting Christians, the followers of the way.
他来迫害这些信耶稣的基督徒。
Literally rounding them up, going to different places, and assisting in killing them.
就是他到处抓捕、杀害这些基督徒。
Thinking that he was doing God a service.
而他当时就觉得这样子做是在为神来服务。
And since that time, God interjected into his life and opened his eyes to the truth of who Jesus was.
但神后来就让他意识到神到底是谁。
All of that sin before Jesus came into his life was forgiven.
在认识耶稣之前，保罗所犯的罪都被赦免。
And all the things that he had done since being born again, which were evil, God had forgiven.
在他被出生之后所犯的一切的罪都被神赦免了。
Paul had much sin to atone for.
保罗有非常多的罪他需要来忏悔。
Much guilt that needed to be reckoned with.
非常多的罪疚难过他需要来释放。
And yet he says, for the sake of those who do not know Christ.
但是对保罗来说，他说，如果是为了这些还不认识基督耶稣的人，
I would go back to being under the judgment for all of those evil things that I have done.
我愿意回到从前，也就是我没有认识主耶稣之前的状态，而他是怎么样，他会被神来审判他所做过的每一件这些邪恶的事。
If it would mean that they could be saved.
如果这意味着这些其他的人他们能得救的话。
Brothers and sisters, is there any reflection of this in your heart?
弟兄姐妹们，在你们的心中是不是有任何的被神所触动？
Here Paul is talking about Israelites specifically, but I'm talking about for anyone and everyone who does not know Jesus.
保罗在这里讲的是以色列人，但我在这里要提到的跟大家说的是，是每一个我们其他的所不认识神的人。
It's very, excuse me, this thinking is very opposed to how we think naturally.
保罗这里的讲的这种想法，对于我们来说是非常的出于自然的会有的一个想法。
Instead of coming to God in a selfish manner and demanding what we can get from him,
不是出于就是来到神的面前我们求神来给我们。
Paul says, I will give away everything in my life to serve him.
而是说我们来到主的面前，我愿意放弃我任何的东西来服侍他。
Even if it were possible, my eternal salvation.
即使这样子意味着我放弃我永恒的拯救。
Next, I would like you to see on the next slide that truth is dangerous.
接下来一节要讲的一个题目就是真危险的真相。
This is an artist's rendering of one of the prophets going before one of the kings, and convicting him of his sin.
这个图片就是画的是一位先知，他走到一个王的面前，面对面的指出这个王所犯的罪。
He says, "You may think that you are an important person and above doing what is right."
你可能就是先知对这个王说，你可能觉得自己是一个非常重要的人，而且觉得自己所做的是对的。
Or maybe you think you're so special that God won't hold you accountable.
或许你认为自己如此的重要，神不会要你对所做的负责。
But God sees everything that you do.
但是神看，知道也看到你所做的每一件事情。
And the more truth that you are exposed to, the greater your responsibility is.
而你所犯的罪越多，你所要承担的罪责也就越大。
Look at the things that he says in verse 4, the blessings that the nation of Israel received from God.
你看到第四节当中，以色列人受到了如此多的这个神的祝福。
God adopted them. He chose them out of all the peoples of the earth to be his possession.
神在全地上拣选了以色列人成为他的子民。
Not only that, he made them into a nation when they were not a nation.
而且神让他们成为一个国家，当他们还不是国家的时候。
The glory and the honor of being the only peoples who are possessed by God.
成为神的子民是何等的荣耀，何等的伟大的事。
And then, not only that, the covenants that he made with his people.
不止这样子，而且还有神和他们他的子民所立的诸约。
If you love me and obey my commandments, these are the blessings you will receive.
如果你服侍就是你听从我的话语，听从我的教导，这就是你会接受到的祝福。
At Mount Sinai, the giving of the law to God's people.
在西乃山上，神所颁布的律法。
Not as a way, because God is looking to punish them.
不是神要用这个律法来惩罚他们。
But because he wants them to love him and to know what is right and wrong.
而是神希望这些他的子民知道什么是对，什么是错，从而来爱神。
The worship of God that Israel was blessed with.
他们以色列人可以来敬拜神，也是一个祝福。
In the tabernacle in the desert.
在帐篷在旷野当中的时候。
The temple in Jerusalem.
还有在以色列的圣殿，
All of these blessings,
所有这些的祝福，
Lastly, he says the promises,
就是神给他们的所有的这些肯定。
This one phrase we could do a series of sermons on.
这个我们可以有非常多的就是讲道可以围绕着这个主题。
But what is the greatest promise that in the old covenant Israel was looking forward to?
但是旧约当中，以色列人最向往的神所给他们的一个，就是一个，就是祝福他们。
That we living today have the privilege and honor of looking back to the truth revealed.
当我们活在现在的时候，我们再回到看到以前以色列人所经过的。这个真实就是事实，就向我们彰显。
Jesus，
就是耶稣。
The coming of the Messiah，
将要来的弥赛亚。
How often we take it for granted？
我们是不是有时候觉得这个就是很自然的事情
？So this is Paul lamenting the situation。
这就是保罗来阐述他这个当时的一个景况是怎样。
Though all of the early believers were Israelites,
虽然一开始的时候，这起初的信徒都是以色列人。
The majority of the nation did not believe in him.
但是他这个整个以色列国绝大多数的人都不信神，都不信耶稣。
In the next slide,
下一个图片。
This is an old rendering of the patriarchs, which he mentions in verse 5.
这是一个就是关于先祖们的一个图片。
Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
亚伯拉罕，雅各，以撒。
Like you and me, if we are in Christ, great sinners, but men and women of faith.
但是就好像我们一样，是在有很多的罪，但是也是有非常多见证的。
All of these blessings Israel received.
其实所有的以色列所接受的神的祝福。
All with promises, ultimately looking forward to Jesus.
所有的祝福最终的导向都是指向耶稣。
And yet their hearts were hardened against Jesus when he came.
但是在耶稣来的时候，他们的心对耶稣的心却是刚硬的。
Wanting the Messiah to do what they wanted.
希望弥赛亚做他们想让他做的事。
Not what God had purposed in their lives.
而不是神在他们的生活当中所定的旨意。
So when he arrived and he didn't give them everything they wanted.
而在耶稣来的时候，他没有给这些世人他们心里所想要的。
They clamored for his death and had him crucified.
他们把耶稣杀死，钉在十字架上。
I'm going to ask to go back to slide 3 for just a second, and here's where we're going to finish.
我们回到第三节，第三个图片，我们会结束这里的经文。
Now, remember when we said Paul is saying this being accursed in relation to his fellow Israelites.
保罗，记得我们在讲说保罗在讲自己愿意被诅咒，是他们的对象或者原因是因为这些以色列人。
There's a greater truth buried a little deeper here.
而在更加深挖的话，我们会知道有另外一个就是真理在里面。
First of all, Paul, though he might say it, he was not the one who became a curse.
保罗虽然他这样子说，说自己被诅咒，但其实他不是真的被诅咒的那个人。
On the cross, Jesus is the one who became a curse.
在十字架上的耶稣，他才是真正被咒诅的那个人。
All of that sin and all of that evil that we have committed if we are in Christ, he paid the penalty for.
我们所有所犯的罪，我们犯的错，都是由钉在十字架上的耶稣来承担。
Even the sins that you still commit as a Christian,
即使是那些你成为基督徒之后仍然在犯的罪，
were put upon him.
也是放在耶稣基督他的身上。
And the second part is this.
第二部分是这样。
Jesus did not just do this for ethnic Israelites who would believe.
耶稣基督他不只是为以色列人成就这样的事。
He did this for all people who would come to faith across the planet.
他是为全地的所有的人通过信仰来做的这件事。
Do you remember what John would write later in Revelation chapter 5?
记不记得约翰在启示录第五章中所提到的
？A people from every tribe, nation, and tongue，
就是所有的地上所有的民。
Jesus ransomed by his blood，
耶稣基督用他的宝血来拯救了他们。
Brothers and sisters, I have just a few closing questions for you。
弟兄姐妹们，我在最后的时候有。用几个问题来结束。
Not to answer quickly, and then when we leave, just to put them aside and not think about them.
不是为了让你马上回答，但是回到家里的时候就忘了。
But by the grace of God, to absorb deep within our being.
但是是通过耶稣就是神的这个恩典和他的感动在我们心里面能够深入地扎进去。
Do you realize that because of what Jesus did for you, if you believe, you are no longer accursed?
你知不知道，因为耶稣基督他所做的，他所成就的，你不再被诅咒。
If you're like me, you probably know that up here.
如果你像我一样，你可能在脑袋里会知道这件事。
But because my heart and my mind always gravitate away from God and back to the things of the world that I think are important.
但是因为我的脑袋我的心经常会被世界上我认为重要的事情所抓走所分离掉。
This truth is not as deeply rooted in me as it should be.
这个真理，这个实话，并不是深深的扎在我的心里面。
Because if it was, it would radically change the way we live.
如果如果这真理真的是扎在我们心里面的话，它会非常剧烈的改变我们所做所行的。
It would change our perspective on so many things.
它会改变我们非常非常多的观点。
We all know so many people who are currently, even now, under the wrath, the curse of God.
我们知道有现在有非常非常多的人依然是在神的他的愤怒之下。
If these truths are in your heart,
如果这个圣经当中的真理是在你的心里面的话，
The only thing that I ask you to consider is this.
那我希望你来考虑这样一件事。
If you hold these things deeply, what are they causing you to do?
如果你心里面真的是这样子认为，肯定这样想的话，那你会做什么？
What are you doing with the gospel of Jesus?
你对耶稣基督的福音，你要做什么？
How has he changed your life?
他怎么样改变你的生命？
Is there anything like reflecting what Paul says here?
我们有没有好好的思想我们来行出保罗所这里所说的事。
He left everything of his sinful past behind him.
他把自己所有的过去所犯的罪都抛下了。
And he coveted Christ so deeply and so intensely.
而他在耶稣基督的里面是那么的深，那么的强烈。
That he spent the rest of his life going to foreign and strange lands.
他在他的余生都是去到不同的他所不认识的这些没去过的国家。
So that others might have the ability to hear of Christ and to be saved.
这样子其他的国家其他的人就有机会听到耶稣基督的福音而被拯救。
Now what I'm not saying is that you all have to quit your jobs and go wandering around the earth.
我不是说你要放弃你的工作而去全世界去游走。
If God calls you to be a missionary somewhere, by all means, please obey.
如果神告诉你你要成为一个宣教士的话，那你应该去顺服。
But even in your present circumstances, wherever you are,
但是即使是你现在的处境，你的生活当中，
parenting, school, work,
你可能教导小孩，你的工作，你的在学校里面。
You can apply these same principles in your life even now.
你可以把这些圣经当中的教导和原则在放在这个每一个情景当中。
I know that you know people who need to hear the Christ that you possess.
我知道你明白神需要，就神希望所有的人都认识耶稣。
Because if they do not,
如果他们不知道的话，
they will remainunder that judgment.
他们会被神所审判。
Brothers and sisters, I implore you.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我鼓励你们。
Not because I'm saying it.
因为不是说我在说这个事。
Because Paul here expresses it.
而是保罗他在这里来阐述了这个事。
Please spend some time meditating on these passages throughout the week.
弟兄姐妹们，好好的在你的接下来的就是时间里面，好好的来思想这个经文。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father, we ask that you would forgive us for sometimes how callous we are in our faith.
主啊，天父，我们祈求你原谅我们，因为我们在生活在我们的信仰当中非常的无知。
Very often, we treat that which is of greatest value as if it were commonplace.
我们经常把最宝贵的东西看作非常普普通通的东西。
Lord, we ask that you would in our hearts establish Jesus as our most prized possession.
主啊，我恳求你把耶稣基督放在我的心里面，当作最宝贵、最宝贵的东西。
For if this faith is truly existing deep within us,
就是这个信仰、这个信心在我们心里面深深的扎根，而且是真实的。
It will drive us to live and serve as Jesus did.
就好像耶稣基督在我们心里面去驱动，去来鼓励我们去行出所信的。
In truth and humility and in compassion and love.
在爱中，在关怀，在就是同情里面，我们把它行出来。
Father, by the power of your Spirit, please give your people the ability to do this.
天父啊，我们恳求你的圣灵帮助我们能够做这样的事。
We thank you for Jesus in his name. Amen.
我们是靠耶稣基督的名求。阿们。